U.S. beef and lamb exports continue to accelerate in April, while pork exports were below 2021's record levels. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has the details on the latest export numbers, starting with another billion-dollar month for U.S. beef.
The beef numbers were up 3%, which brings us right there at that 5% growth over last year's record. And the real key on beef is the broad-based growth across quite a few different markets. We had, of course, China continues its good trend lines, but we also got, you know, Taiwan, Philippines, Japan, Middle East, Caribbean, like I said, broad-based growth. On the pork side, as expected, we were down again because, you know, mainly because of China, down about 20% for April, which is consistent with the first quarter. We have large record-breaking months we're comparing to in 2021. We see China, you know, improving later in the year. Lamb was up. We continue to see trend lines up as it relates to Mexico and Caribbean in particular, and hopefully those trend lines can continue.
That strong global demand continues despite headwinds such as shipping congestion, labor shortages, and inflationary pressure. Hallstrom says it's in part because the world wants the premium products that the U.S. producers offer.
The advantage that the U.S. production agriculture has is that, number one, we're the global standard in terms of perception on safety. You have a U.S. establishment number on the box, and you know, we're the premium category on the assumption that we're the safest product in the world. Add to that our differentiating factors of being grain-fed, having a superior taste, that rich grain-fed taste on both beef and pork. We're really marketing a different product. We're not marketing it on a commodity basis. So I do think what we're seeing right now is the ability of people to spend on high-quality products, and that's helping us differentiate. And hopefully, price is not the first criteria. In most cases, it is not when it comes to U.S. pork and beef.
For more, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.